That includes some disturbing conversations involving violence and sex.
It is role play that is interaction about harming somebody else, physically hurting them, torturing them.
Psychologist Scott Collins is chief medical officer at Aura and a father of two teenagers.
It's part of natural development to be curious about sexuality and things, but
learning about sexual interactions from a chatbot instead of a trusted adult is problematic. And chatbots are designed to agree with users, says pediatrician Dr. Jason Nagata.
So even if a child or teenager is putting in sexual content or violent content, I do think that the default of the AI is to engage with it and to reinforce it.
Nagata researches digital media used by teens at the University of California, San Francisco. He says spending a lot of time with chatbots also prevents teenagers from learning important social skills like empathy, reading body language, and negotiating differences.
When you're only or exclusively interacting with computers who are agreeing with you, then you don't get to develop those skills.
And studies show that chatbots can pose risks to vulnerable individuals. At least a couple of adolescents have died by suicide after prolonged interactions with chatbots.